And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative. Oh, we're going to be on this topic for a while. I can already tell. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. It's lit up my social media too. We got my one of my usual trolls who goes by the name of Truck Nuts. Truck Nuts, you may actually be listening right now based upon the last tweet you just put up there. I'm assuming this means that you were listening because you said nobody was trying to stop you from worshiping. March 31st has been Trans Day of Visibility for well over a decade. Yeah, well, Easter's been there for a couple thousand years. But
Phil, March 31st is the actual calendar day for Transgender Day. And Easter moves around a little bit. Well, so what?
So my point being, it is the most holy day in all of Christianity. It is the day in which we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Biden administration, which I'll go into in more detail in a minute, the Biden administration saw fit to say, we will allow no religious symbology at the Easter celebration on the White House lawn. And oh, by the way, we're also going to declare with a proclamation that Sunday is going to be Transgender Day of Visibility, which is the stupidest sounding thing I've ever heard. Transgender Day of Visibility. It's where we're all going to pretend that we can see something. But I look at it and also go, if you are as inclusive as you say you are, transgender community, then surely to goodness you would have recognized exactly what was happening. But there's no, oh, sorry about that, y'all. There's no, oh, gosh, we should have thought that through. Oh, Mr. President, could you wait a day? No, there was none of that. There was none of that. You'll dislike it, you Christians. This is our day. We were on this calendar. That's where it is. It's a complete disrespect. It's a complete belligerence. It's a complete exulting and crowing over the idea of stealing the day. Even to the extent, and I got more. Don't try to go down that road with me about, well, March 31st is the calendar date. I guess I have to ask why you needed 148 days throughout the year to celebrate various aspects of the acronym society. But I also look at it and think, you knew what you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing. And you did what you did with intent. With intent to try and co-opt the day. The day that makes you uncomfortable because the day actually exalts over true meaning of faith. A faith, by the way, which does have tenets and principles and precepts. It's a faith that is, oh, by the way, to borrow your word, inclusive. But yeah, it's also a faith that has some standards. And those standards make you uncomfortable, doesn't it, trans community? It does. It makes you uncomfortable. Admit it. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying. It makes you uncomfortable. And so how cool is that? We got our day. We got a proclamation from the president, and he wouldn't even let them put crosses on Easter eggs with the kids. This is going to be great, Trans Day of Visibility. Yeah. Okay. But you didn't mean anything by it. No, not at all. That's okay. 30%+ of the world believes in Jesus Christ. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot more of us than there are of y'all. And I don't say that like there's any kind of a throwdown about to happen. I'm just saying we know where we stand and we're comfortable in it. You didn't stop us from worshiping, but we're also somewhat offended that you're not offended at the way you chose to offend. Just saying. Got a few text messages. I'll go ahead and take those real quick. Wiley from Gunnersville says, ought to be a bounty on him. Really? What are we talking about here? ought to be a bounty on him. Okay. Wiley, I guess you better give me some more details, dude. David from Athens says, Phil, isn't October Breast Cancer Awareness Month? It is indeed. It actually is. It's the day to put pink ribbons on your shirt and go to fundraisers for breast cancer awareness. John from Harvest says, Phil, when I told my wife over the weekend that yesterday was a Transgender Day of Visibility, she said, well, bless their heart. They should put on some nice clothes and go to church for Easter. They'd be plenty of visible there, and it might do them some good. He says, yeah, I love that woman.
She sounds like a nice lady.
She sounds like she's spot on too. Yeah. And I bet she can say bless their heart and tear something down at the same time. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I think they missed the Trans Visibility Day by one day because I'm pretty sure it would be a good one to have here on April Fool's. Nice. Richard from Madison, I'll get one more here for the break. I learned yesterday Transgender Day of Visibility has been celebrated on March 31st for many years. Most Americans, including myself, never heard of it till it fell on Easter Sunday. Most Americans will give Trans Day its due, which is none. Christ the Lord is risen. Thank you, Richard. John from Huntsville. April Fool's Day, Phil. It's Happy April Fool's Day, and it sounds like in today's world there's a lot of fools out there. And then he says also, by the way, Final Four is set. Yes, it is. All you Bama fans, congratulations. I watched the game. Well earned. Got to say it. Well earned. But now you got to play UConn, bro, and it's going to be tough. You know, UConn has been beaten like every team they've been up against in the NCAA by like 20 or 30 points. I mean, like they've been like blowouts. Okay. Anyway, he also says Final Four is set, March Madness tournament. And I'm actually glad Alabama beat Clemson because now I get to see UConn destroy Alabama and make them wish they never made it to the Final Four. Ah, John, there's always that. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all don't talk about this show goes like, whew, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. I got to catch up, stay caught up with the text messages. Daniel from Tullahoma, Tennessee says, transgenders and atheists have their own holiday. It's called April Fool's Day. There you go. Mark from Red Bay says, if we can't have religious symbols on Easter, then what are we celebrating? Perfect point. I would go ahead, Mark from Red Bay, and just say that the Biden administration was celebrating nothing. Nothing except Transgender Visibility Day. Bert from Owens Crossroads sent me a meme that I can't get to open yet. So, Bert, I'll have to get back to it, man. Jeff from Athens says, okay, the funny bunnies may have hopped around in their pastels, but we celebrated our risen Savior. And remember that one day every knee will answer, every tongue will confess, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I agree with that, Jeff. Pete from Decatur says, doesn't Biden proclaim himself a devout Catholic? Seems to me if he were, he would already know that what you said in your monologue and would have used a little bit of his discretion. You would think so. Here's the interesting piece of this. Pete, great segue. I'm going to grab what you just texted me there and just run with it for a minute. Two things. One is the Archbishop just recently came out. Let me see who it was, which I think it was the Archbishop. Now, of course, the story moves. I hate it when I do that. I'm going to go back. Archbishop unleashes on Biden as a, quote, cafeteria Catholic who picks and chooses for his political advantage. Yeah, so this is the Roman Catholic Cardinal Wilton Gregory, who is not playing. He's in Washington, D.C., by the way, who's not playing. He came out and said that the president of the United States is what he calls a cafeteria Catholic, meaning that he just literally walks through the line and picks the parts of his faith that he likes the best and leaves the rest sitting there. That's pretty apropos. But then on top of that, here's the other thing, Pete. Just so you know, Biden has now denied this happened. He did. He was asked about it by a reporter. His response was, I didn't do that. Never mind the fact that we have the official proclamation on White House letterhead that says, I, Joseph A., what's his middle name is, Biden, hereby proclaim.
Josephine or something?
No, not Josephine. No.
What was it? It was funny, though.
Of course, that would be Transgender Day. But okay. No. But anyway, the bottom line is you've got a proclamation in his name on White House letterhead, on White House accounts, and yet Biden is going, I never said that. And so you have to then go, okay, who's running the White House? Is something as controversial as this gets put out? And by the way, if that's the case, if you have delegated everything to your social media manager and they can say whatever they want without prior approval, then I have to question, so who's driving the train on the comms? Is it Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking black gay female press secretary? Is she the one who said, this is what we're going to put out under his name. He doesn't have to know. Just get it done. Or did somebody else go, here's a really good idea. Do they actually scrutinize anything and put it out after having first kind of gut checked each other? What do you think, man? We put this out. Oh, that's Easter. Maybe let's go ahead and proclaim Easter and talk about, we're not doing really simple. Oh, we're not? Oh, how are we going to do this? I don't know. Blow it off, man. Just do it. Okay. The next thing you know, they could care less.
I don't think Biden remembers what he had for breakfast. So
well, there's that.
Of course, he doesn't remember what he said.
There is that. That is.
And
that
his middle name is Robinette, by the way.
Robinette. That's what it was. Josephine. What do you call him? Joseph Josephine? No.
I don't know.
Joseph Robinette Biden. James from Harvest. So, Pete, by the way, let me go back to Pete. Pete, two things. Yes, he calls himself a devout Catholic. The Archbishop of D.C. is calling him out hard on it right now. That's live on FoxNews.com at the moment. And then, yeah, he could have used some discretion, except that he's now saying he had nothing to do with it, didn't know it went out, although it went out under his name. James from Harvest says, not too many schools out there that can say they made it to the Final Four in football and basketball in the same calendar year. Roll Tide. Thank you, James. Moving on. Next topic. Said the Auburn fan with the microphone. Raven from Russellville. There's no transgenders visible at my place. Wonder why. There you go. Bert from Owens Crossroads. Just imagine if Trans Day of Visibility was declared on the first Friday of Ramadan. Well, you bring up a great point, Bert from Owens Crossroads. Because one of the stories in my stack, let me just scan through it, because this is the way it went. Hang on. Yeah. Daily Caller has this one. Nothing sacred. Nothing at all. Nothing is sacred because we had climate protesters show up at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City during Mass, Easter Mass, to interrupt and protest up front, in front of the entire congregation. Story on Daily Caller, climate protesters interrupted an Easter Mass at St. Patrick Cathedral in New York City, the New York Post reported. Protesters identified as members of the climate protest and Palestinian solidarity group Extinction Rebellion entered the church, and the New York Post reported. During the second reading of the Easter Vigil, the protesters could be heard chanting, "Free, free Palestine." The video shows protesters revealing their banner, and I saw the video. They went up to the front, they started chanting and yelling, and I mean they're literally standing up in the front of the sanctuary, blocking the view of the sacred elements and the priests who are, you know, in the middle of their liturgy, and you know, just complete disregard. Here's my question. They're going to come in and do that and yell "Free, free Palestine" while they unfold their banner and take over for a few minutes a Christian service. I wonder about this. What if a group of Jewish activists decided to go to a mosque and chant "Free the hostages" while holding up a banner in the middle of daily prayer? Just asking for a friend. Listen, I can tell you right now, you're not even, as an infidel, you're not even allowed to walk into the inner sanctuary of the mosque. You have to be a believer. They can take offense by the mere fact that your feet trod on their floor. Why do I know? Because I've encountered this personally. And I can just tell you for a fact that if there was ever a day when Jewish activists, or for that matter, just Americans who want their hostages back, walked into a mosque in the middle of a ceremony and chanted "Free the hostages," the world would come unglued. The liberal media would have a field day. But right now, good luck finding the story, because there's not many that are carrying it. I pulled this one from Daily Caller, as "Free the Palestine" is chanted at the front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Marcus from Huntsville says, not everybody believes in God. So they pulled Bibles in prayer at school and it's replaced with essentially child grooming. Maybe Biden is a Catholic in name only. LOL, he says. And then Jeff from Indiana again says, Phil, we need to pass the walls of the White House and call it what it is, the White House Insane Asylum, because it's full of nuts. Well, you are correct, sir. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. So one of my, one of my liberal followers, it's that Truck Nuts person again. Truck Nuts, if you're listening, I'm talking about you again. You're welcome to call in, by the way, 833-687-4448. I doubt if you will, but I'll just say it. But says the trans community, talking to me, the trans community would be more comfortable with your Christian standards if you acted more Christ-like. I can love them. It doesn't mean I have to condone. There's a vast, vast, vast difference between not condemning and also choosing not to condone. And oh, by the way, by that theology you just espoused on my Twitter feed, Sodom and Gomorrah should get a pass. Think about it. Sodom and Gomorrah, bless their hearts. Should have given them a pass. Can we go back and do a redo on Sodom and Gomorrah? They deserve a pass. I mean, a loving God. Let me just point out something. God has standards. He does. It does not mean that he won't love you. But, you know, when my kids were young, if they screwed up, I didn't stop loving them. But I didn't let the screw up continue. There was a time and a place for discipline. And there's a time and a place for compassion and grace. The grace comes in when someone in the lifestyle we're talking about right now decides they want to come home. And then at the same time, if they have created issues in their lives, if they have created surgeries that they can't recover from, if they have taken hormones for years that they're not going to be able to have children of their own later on, those are consequences that we can't change. Because the consequences may still continue even though the behavior has been forgiven. So yeah, what you're really saying, Truck Nuts, what you're really saying is you just want us to let you do everything you want to do and still have the benefit of going to church on Sunday and pretending it didn't happen. You can do that, and we might not even know. But God does, and he will not be mocked. At some point, he's going to request that you make a decision. And that decision is about his son, period. All right, listen, I got plenty more on this. We're gonna dig into some stories. Like, what happened with the Easter egg roll? Who was it for, by the way? And then, oh, by the way, what did Governor Hochul do up in New York City? And then, oh, by the way, how do we deal with this? And what did our Alabama lawmakers have to say about it? More of that to come right after this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I got a text from Richard T. from Madison. Says there's Catholics that pick and choose, but there are also evangelicals that pick and choose what they believe in the Old and New Testaments. Who's better? Neither one. Neither one. If you believe that, you know, in I think it's 1 Timothy 3:16, is it? It says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for rebuke, and for training in righteousness. That means that the whole thing, you take it all together, right? And so you don't get to pick and choose. The day you pick and choose is the day you just water down all of it. If I'm able to say, well, I believe all that, except, you know, that Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, I'd prefer the scientific Big Bang theory. Well, of course, I believe in the Big Bang theory, too. God said it, bang, there it was. But
heard that one before.
I got you on that one.
I like that one.
But yes, I mean, the bottom line is the day you decide that there's a certain part that, well, I don't quite go with that one. Well, then you've just allowed the rest of it to be questioned. So, am I perfect? No, I'm not saying that I am. But what I'm saying is you should not be allowed to consciously pick and choose and still call it faith. So, anyway, there's that. How did this all come together? Well, let me just point something out to you, in case you hadn't thought about this. When they tell you Transgender Day of Visibility, which, by the way, I would bet that 99.99% of y'all have nobody in your life that's saying, you need to pay attention to the Transgender Day of Visibility. Nobody's saying that. But for those rare individuals that do have that, you might want to point out, you know, I'm of the firm belief that God does not make mistakes. He's unerring. He made the best you he could make. But he made me wrong. No, he didn't. Because that would mean he makes mistakes. But I want to be able to go to church too and understand that I'm accepted. You can go to church. Your behavior will not have to be accepted for you to be loved. But if you're uncomfortable there or determined to go there to make others uncomfortable, then I would have to question what you're doing. So, listen, it's not about clean up your act and then come to me. He says, come to me, accept me, and then we'll work on your act later. But the reality is this. There's going to be some uncomfortable moments because there are actual standards. But that being said, God does not make mistakes. But here's the reality. The whole transgender community, they need for God to be fallible. They do. They need for God to be fallible. In fact, I've even heard Tucker Carlson made a great case one day. He said, they have appointed themselves as God because they now have the power over life and death. They can create man versus woman. They can do anything they want to. They can make those changes because they have become their own God. And I think too often that is actually right. It's become more cult-like. But this situation we had this past weekend, Phil, it was all, is this the 31st of March is all it was. It just fell in line. No, take the whole thing in its totality, all right? You don't go into a court of law as an attorney. I don't go into a court of law and try to make my case on a thread. I try to make my case on the totality of the circumstances. I try to come before the jury, before the court, and I try to present things in the broad spectrum so they can see that what I'm talking about was not an isolated incident. This is a part of the totality of the circumstances. So, this past weekend, President Joe Biden's story on Daily Wire faced backlash on Easter Sunday for proclaiming on his official White House X account, there it is, that trans-identifying individuals are made in the image of God. No, they're not. They were born that way, but when they began to identify differently, correct themselves as to their own notions, and take on a persona that God did not intend, that per se, that new persona is not his image for them. It's not. But the president, at least his X account says, it is. The incident comes after Biden issued a proclamation on Good Friday that said that, quote, all Americans should join in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout the nation and work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Okay. What exactly are we lifting up? And what violence are we eliminating? Because I'm pretty sure the laws of assault and the laws of criminal harm and the laws of murder and the laws of, you know, breaking and entering and robbery and rape and all of that, I think all those laws apply to you whether you're a transgender or not. So what is it you need us to do? Oh, we need special attention. Oh, that's called selfishness. You're asking for special attention that's different than what anybody else gets. Why? Because you see yourself as different. I thought you were made in the image of God. No, I'm different, though. I'm different in the image of God. Oh, okay. The White House also caused a stir with a release announcing it had banned overtly religious-themed Easter eggs, designs for an annual art contest, and then posted the following message on Easter. Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God. You are worthy of respect and dignity. They are worthy of dignity. They are. I don't fault that. But here's the thing. I think actor Dean Cain is the one who said it. He said, if folks are made in the image of God, then why do they have to have all the surgeries and the hormones? They hate it when common sense comes in. Governor Ron DeSantis' communications aide quoted out, God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. All right, so here's your totality of the circumstances. Take into account, he falsely proclaimed that the image that they're trying to portray was in the image of God. It is not. He falsely proclaimed that should be a transgender visibility day for reasons that are not necessarily there in society. And then he also said, on the day that we're going to celebrate Easter at the White House and do an Easter egg roll with children there, they're not allowed to put crosses and other symbology of Christianity on their Easter eggs. They won't be allowed to participate in the Easter egg judging contest if they did. Yeah. So take the totality of the story. Then you have, okay, who else is throwing in? I don't know. What's Governor Hochul going to do up in New York? Well, on Saturday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, according to the Post-Millennial, declared March 31st Transgender Day of Visibility in New York and announced that state landmarks would be lit up with pink and white and blue lights. In a statement, she said, today we celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility by acknowledging the contributions that members of the trans community have made in New York State and across the country. I can't recall any. Anyway, they went ahead and did special lighting at the One World Trade Center, the Kosciuszko Bridge, the H. Carl McCall SUNY Building, the State Education Building, the Empire State Plaza, Niagara Falls, and others. And in a proclamation, she said this was all about standing for the rights, the visibility, and the safety of New Yorkers who are transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary. On Sunday, on Easter. Awesome. We got a little bit more. We'll wrap this up when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Just welcome to hour number two already on this amazing Monday. By the way, stay tuned for potential severe weather. We got some big old stuff blowing in later this afternoon into the evening. So yeah, keep your weather eye on the horizon. And if you have to be out and about, just make sure you check any weather apps you've got and know what you've got ahead of you. Speaking of somebody who's got to be out and about, Jeff from Indiana is on the line already. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Did you have a good Easter?
Having to work anyway. Yeah, I had a great Easter. I was actually off and went to church with the wife.
Wow, there you go. Good deal. All right. Well, hey, by the way, you're tracking that weather, right? Keeping an eye on things?
Nah, this thing don't blow away. I'm 40 tons worth here.
All right. Well, be careful nonetheless. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, you know, everybody declaring all these national days and everything. I'd like to take and make April the conservative radio talk show month of April.
Can I have some applause for that, please? I think we need some applause. Absolutely. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
And better yet, I'm declaring that tomorrow will be Phil Williams Conservative Radio, Right Side Radio Day.
Oh,
for that month.
Can I get like a double applause and maybe even some, I don't know, booms. There we go. Yeah, bring it.
I would have did it today, but I don't think April Fool's Day is
no.
the day you want to be
no.
on. No.
We're not going down that road. No. Yeah, it's a mess, man. Did you have, by the way, I've heard the monologue earlier. Did you have any idea we had 148 days on the calendar to recognize members of the acronym community?
I'm surprised there's not more, actually. I thought every day was some kind of weirdo day of some kind. if you're strange and, you know, what other day? You know, I want to have you know, Clubfoot, you know, Pride Day or whatever, you know, that's basically the same thing. Well, yeah, I mean, they're proud of their mental illness is what just kills me, you know. It's like, if you're going to be proud of them, you know, an illness, like, let's find some other things to be proud of.
So now we need, we need Bucktooth Appreciation Day is what we need.
Exactly. That works for me.
And for those who don't have hair, we have follically challenged appreciation today.
I'm starting to get appreciated more and more every day.
I look at it and think it's an attention seeking thing, and the more they can get recognized, the more they can hope to claim that the world has ratified their behavior. And I'm not going to play their game. I'm not going to do their pronouns. I'm not going to be doing the whole trans woman thing. I mean, it's a guy. It's a dude. It's a man.
Yeah.
Period. And I don't even feel the need to have to say biological woman because it's just a woman. Period.
Well, it's either someone with a mental illness or a poser is what I figure because the posers are the ones that's good doing the women's sports and everything. It's like, I can't win a men's sport, so I'll pretend I'm a woman for today. You know, you can change your gender daily, so, you know, that works for them.
Well, they do. They change their gender like they change their clothes. I mean, you don't get to put on your gender like a suit. You know, it's not a costume that you wear, although it is kind of a costume-y the way they wear it. But it's not a costume that you wear. It's literally, it's a biological reality. And if you want to cross-dress, don't try to pretend that actually makes you a real man or woman, depending on what you crossed into.
Exactly.
Well,
but, you know, Phil, there I was telling Big Rick, there was kind of a Easter miracle for yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
As I was on my way to church, which I never get to do because I always work Sundays, going down the main street where I live out there, about 100 feet in front of me, I see a 2-year-old in diapers run straight across the street in front of me.
Oh, oh, oh. Did you have to stop?
Yes. I stopped, and thank goodness it had been 2 seconds later. Or I mean, come out from behind a car and stuff. A little baby girl in a diaper, you know, about 2 years old, just, you know, run across the street there.
Wow.
And and if I'd have been 2 seconds earlier, I guess I would have hit or killed her, probably, because it's, you know, my heart jumped out of my throat when I seen this. And
wow.
So I chalked her down in the middle of the street and run across the road there and grabbed her up and brought her back over to the side she lived in, which wasn't nobody watching, I guess. And I went to a house that looked like a screen door was, you know, was only thing was open was a screen door. And I knocked on the door, and then about 2 seconds later, about 12 or 13-year-old boy came around the corner and grabbed her and took her in the house. So I thought, oh, my gosh.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I'm glad you were there, brother, and I'm glad it worked out like it did. Praise God.
Yeah. It just goes to show you, you gotta watch those kids.
You do.
Sometimes you can't leave them with a 12-year-old.
Every day. All right, brother, be careful on the road. Be careful in the weather, all right?
Thank you, Phil. You all batten down the hatches. We'll be all right this way, I believe.
Okay. All right, we'll see you, man. Hey, I'm going to keep this thread going and finish this up. By the way, that Easter egg roll, the one where they weren't allowed to use religious symbols at the White House, just so you know, that was actually for National Guard families. So that's military families. Military families who, you know, give up a great deal of their time, energy, and resources to serve in a National Guard capacity showed up and were told they could not, in their Easter eggs designing, it was a contest. They could not have any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. I get the political, but then the religious symbols, what they're saying is you cannot put a cross on your Easter egg. You cannot have the Star of David on your Easter egg. You can't do any of that. Alabama lawmakers, Tommy Tuberville, he ain't bland. He just came out and said Democrats are like a satanic cult. That's, there you go. Thank you, Senator Tuberville. And then we have Representative Barry Moore, who said this is a direct and intentional assault on Christianity in America. No matter what Joe Biden wants to call it, tomorrow is a celebration of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Congressman Dale Strong from up in Huntsville says the Christian values this nation was founded upon are under attack by the Biden administration. The day reserved for celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior can never be replaced by woke liberals. Joe Biden owes millions of God-fearing Americans an apology. And then Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, he came out and said, we need to restore some sanity to the White House. I would agree. I love, too, by the way, seeing when we have celebrities that weigh in. Orlando Magic star, if you follow NBA basketball, Jonathan Isaac plays for the Orlando Magic. Loves the Lord. Makes no bones about it. And he came out and said, the White House knows exactly what they're doing. He said, they want you to hate. And this helps no one. It only promotes division. They know exactly what they're doing. We should be angry, but we should not lose the spirit of what tomorrow, Easter, means. Don't lose focus. Because he has risen, there is hope for all. Listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you had a sense that this wasn't right, if you had a sense that, you know, I don't know, maybe you should feel somewhat offended by it, I think your feelings are warranted. If you had a sense that it was intentional and there's no way they could have missed what they were doing, I would say you're probably right. And the reality is this: are they loved by God? Absolutely, they are. Our indignation at having them do this is not to say that they're not loved by God, but we also recognize when a slap in the face occurs, and we don't have to dislike it. We don't have to say, please, sir, may I have another? We don't have to just stand there and say, oh, I'd love to be slapped one more time, please. Never a fun thing to have something that's the most important thing in your life be made a mockery of by people who are supposed to be in charge of things that encounter your welfare on a daily basis. I'll take one call for the break. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well and everything, and I hope everybody had a happy and respectful Easter.
Absolutely, man. How about y'all?
Mighty fine. Other than my wife made me do too much house cleaning because we had guests over and everything. I forgot I had some muscles.
What's on your mind today?
Well, your conversation with Jeff from Indiana, Colonel Phil. Everybody's born male and female, but that doesn't mean they're born man and woman. It takes some growing up to become a man. It takes some growing up to become a woman. That was it.
And maybe they got some more growing up to do. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. All right. We're going to take a break, and I'll be switching gears when we get back, unless you got some text messages that I just cannot avoid, which I see several of them sitting there. So, yeah, we'll take it. Number two, Triple Dipper, coming up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I mean, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Jerry from Decatur says, doesn't make sense to celebrate upside down, backward, stupid, reprobates, rebellions. If I do, it makes me a reprobate because I agree with it. Not going to happen. Airborne. Jerry, thank you. Airborne. Jeff from Holly Pond, over in Holly Pond. He says, getting back to your first segment, I think Easter is a bigger holiday than Christmas, but they're both about equal, I guess. I don't know. Jeff, I would say that they are both significant, and we don't ask for 148 days on the calendar. We have the birth of Jesus, and we have the resurrection of Jesus. And there are certainly some things in and around, you know, like the season of Lent and that kind of thing, but I would suggest to you that those 2 days, they're amazingly significant, but one of them starts the process and the other one actually brings the salvation. So there you go. Phil from Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina. Phil from Raleigh, North Carolina says, compare the White House statements on Easter versus Ramadan, ongoing through next Tuesday. Very telling in their length and context. He said, it's obvious that pious Catholic Joe firmly embraces his dimitude. So you can also compare to the White House Passover statement that was made a few years ago. It's just he's chosen size, he says. And then he says frog of war. I'm assuming frog of war means he's a Navy guy. So those frogs. All right, listen, we're going to be switching gears here in a minute. And if you want to text in, you can stick with the same subject. We'll take it. But listen, it's the bottom line is, we're going to switch gears to something that I think is extremely important, but I will still take your input on this one because this one caught the world's attention. There's no lie. This one caught the world's attention. I mean, when you have the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. calling out the President of the United States, when you have celebrations of Easter, no less, on the White House lawn, the People's House, when you have the Easter celebration and they're saying, when you're decorating your Easter eggs, children, do not include any religious symbology. Now, I get if they don't want to have like a Republican elephant on it or a Democrat donkey, or they don't want to have something that they don't want a swastika on there. I get all that stuff. I mean, that makes sense. But it is Easter. And so if someone drew three crosses on an Easter egg, and the six-year-old handed in their Easter egg, the son of a military service member who was there to celebrate that day, and then had it disqualified, what would that really say? How would that really go over? Steve from Tennessee says, Mark Robinson from North Carolina says, you can get dressed up, drugged up, and made to get cut up, and you're still a man or a woman. That man can give a speech, by the way. I don't know if you've seen him. Is he the governor-elect? At the very least, he's the Republican candidate for governor. He has been the lieutenant governor, I believe. And the guy is just, man, he comes across so well. He's just got, oh my gosh, he gives a speech. But he ain't playing. And I saw him give that speech, Steve. So thanks for the text. Yeah, when he said, you can get dressed up, drugged up, and make them cut up, and you're still a man or a woman. All right, next topic.